Oh, it's on. Okay. We are on Yudeis Amud Beis by the bottom of Mishnah, right? Okay, so the Mishnah says, Kayot Zebo, before we even start. We must hope to show whether those words Kayot Zebo actually should be in the text of our Mishnah. Right, the Ritva brings out a few sheets. So the Ritva says, he goes, Yesh Mishnayish Shegorsin Kayot Zebo Rotseya Shekol Yer Mikla. He's talking about, let's read the first line, Rotseya Shekol, Kayot Zebo Rotseya Shekol Yer Mikla. Or say what the ear make what the right to answer your ear the Kavodo, and the answer ear that they if they know who is a murderer, because other people live in the city besides murderers. So they want to be a stab at him, I guess they want to give him a shlishi, because that's the Masorah that goes back in generations as well, that's the most important aliyah. Right? What happens? That's the most important one, even though the real Masorah is that one person. The beginning one person, yeah. Whatever. Okay, but that's the Masorah. Well, maybe shishi, but shishi is only because they already get shishi, but to make it look like another aliyah was aboard, they would take shishi, that would be important. Although I think there is a rush that says that he would take Ravi, because Ravi had no partner. 1 and 7, 2 and 6, 3 and 5, and he would take 4.
They're
like shishi. Right, they're like shishi because I'm not going to shishi, I'm going to shishi. Alright, anyway, what's topic? He should tell them, listen, you should know before you give me anything that I'm right? They say nevertheless, then you call my hand, literally means the Rotseach has to tell them that they're a Rotseach. Anyway, back to the word Kayotsebo. So what Kayotsebo usually means similar to what we have above. So the Ritva brings down that his Rabbanon, they quote here in the notes, in the Perush HaMishnayis of the Rambam also, that they erase the words Kayotibo, because the Maishe Kusa, what's the Hava Hadid El, the West Nibu Kayotibo, what's the connection to the previous Mishnah? Right, the previous Mishnah was, the power would also be ear, Gola Mishkunu Shkunu, they may be Gola Mishkunu ear. But Levi kills, he has to go from one city to another city. Kayotsebo, they want to honor him. What's the Kayotsebo? What some people take it out. But the Ritva says maybe you can keep the Girsa. He says they have to look at what the reason is behind. What was the reason behind that the Levi had to go from one city to another city? He says, Mishum that the turn the Ben Levi golden yearly ear, the Apopi Shakom Mipalko. The time of Kadesh and Nifle Yosef Ma'asab Galusha, you have to have some Hakanah, you have to have some embarrassment, some Shalruah. So even though he's already in the Yer Mikvah, he goes to another Yer Mikvah. So too, this guy has to be asked whether he's to be Mikavid, and he has to have some Hakanah so he can know that I'm a murderer. So maybe just the ideas behind the Mishnayos are similar. I saw somewhere else where it says, no, the reason why is that this is a Mishnah somewhere else. This is a Mishnah in Shvius. And it's also quoted verbatim in Shvius, and Shvius, the Kayotsebo actually makes sense, so here they quote the entire Mishnah. So it's not as big a deal. Okay, that's the first part of the Mishnah. Second part of the Mishnah says, Ma'alim Hayuscharu Levium. Okay, so you had all these guys, you had these people, these Rotsi Mishnah that came in, that are living in the apartments, in the apartment buildings in the city of Levium. They have to pay rent. The Mishnah says, Malim Hayuskal Levian, did Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said they did pay rent, right? Rabbi Meir Omer Lo Hayu Malim Skal. They did not pay rent. Rashi is the one who said it's rent, right? Rashi says Malim Hayu Tap Rashi Ha'arim Skal Levian. She wrote some sofer mehem as batei adir. They would have to pay rent for the houses. Tosa says because Tosa says wrote some haboyim bedarim sham tzrich malos masva arnona levian. So they have to pay the taxes. The low tame was the Xerus and Melech Alaviyam La'akil Osam Iran. They can't say, oh no, the Torah tells you you have to support us here, we don't have to pay the taxes. So this isn't talking about taxes, Rashi is talking about rent. Just go to Rashi for now. The Ramei Omer Lo Hayu Malach Mishkar. The Chozer Lusrara Shahayu Ba. When he comes out of the Ir Mikla, he's placed back to the position that he had previously. The Chozer Lusrara Shahayu Ba, Ziver of Meir. Rav Yehuda Omer Lo Hayifozer L'Sorar Shayavah. He did not go back to his position, right? Rashi says Chozer L'Sorar Shayavah Im Hayanasi O Rosh Beis Av Chozer L'Gedulaso Kishayasu L'Iro Mimisa Kol Rado. Major issue over here. I guess so. Has an apartment mind is that someone goes to jail, does a serves this time, and then comes back. can give us rishis. The poster actually talked about whether or not he can close the store up to his gedula that he was previously. So, what? No one who goes to jail is guilty. That's number one. Right? They're always covering for somebody else. No. Number two, no. Also, it may be that only by the miklat that there was a different reason. But there's what to talk about. Alach l'maisa, of course, the alach l'maisa. But someone comes out from jail. What the story is? I mean, he was the president of the shul when he went to jail, and then he comes out to get that status back.
No, but the miklat is the shul there.
Right.
So negligence, but you know, it's not.
Okay,
it's
so
not
he negligently committed wire fraud. Anyway.
If he has money, can he buy his own house? So he has to live in the housing of the real murderers.
Maybe he can buy out. Let's see what we have to pay for it. So he can't just get it. We have to pay for it.
He's got to live in the dorms for the murderers.
Wherever the house is, and I don't know if there's a dorm for the murderers. It seems at the beginning of the mission, they didn't know who the murderers was. He went there and he lived there. Okay, Amar Rav, Rav says, Machlokas. The Machlokas is to whether or not you have to pay rent. Machlokas to Sheish. That's only in the six delineated Ari Miklat, right? The Mar Savar, because the Pasuk says Lachem, so Mar Savar Lachem Miklita, it says it should be the image of Lachem, it's used for protection, that's all, right? Mar Savar Lachem, no, Lachem is Lachol Sarfecha, for everything that you need, right? Rashi says, Lerotim Nemer, Bahayu Lachem Ha'arem Miklat. But what does Lachem mean? What does Lachem mean for protection? What does Lachem mean for everything? If it's for everything, you don't have to pay rent. About the Arbayim Mushtayim, and the other 42 Ari Leviim that also provide protection. About Arbayim Mushtayim, Divrei Kol Hayumayel and Hamskar, you have to pay the rent. Fine. Amrei Rabba, no. Rabba says no. Havadai Lachem Lachol Tzarfeicham. Everyone agrees when it says Lachayu Lachem Ha'arim Lemikvat. Lachem means Lachol Tzarfeicham. So those six cities, you definitely do not have to pay rent. Right? Lachem Lachol Tzarfeicham Ashla. Ela Amrei Rabba Machlokes Ve'Arbayim Mushtayim. This is how we paskin. The machlokes is on the other 42 cities. The Mar Savar, the pasuk says, Ba'aleim Kitnu. Right? The pasuk says by the other one, Ba'aleim Kitnu. He hung up with Klita. It's the negative. It says it should be similar to the other ones. So similar to the other ones in what aspect? The one says it should be similar to the other ones, yes, Klita, just to provide protection. But Mar Savar, Aleim Kitnu, they should be regular to like the other ones, Kihana. Just like the other ones. Ma Hana Fakotar Fetem, just like the other six. Provide closer faithem, so you won't have to pay rent, or you wouldn't have to pay taxes according to Tosos. Af haninami l'chotzer faithem. So to these 42 units, l'chotzer faithem. Av al b'sheish, when it comes to the sixth definitive Ari Miklat, divrei kol lo hayu malin skar. Everyone agrees in that situation, according to Rashi, you wouldn't have to pay rent, according to Tosos, you wouldn't have to pay the arnor or the head tax. Fine. Next. Tanu Rabbanan, the pasuk says, this is by an Eved Ivri. Okay, so that's the cold cup of how it works. This is by the Eved Ivri, who goes free either in the six, after the 6 years of Avos or in Yovel. It says, V'shad el mishpacho, he returned to his family, ve'el achuzos avoso, and to the possessions of his father. Right? So, Mish Gemara says, Yosh, l'mishpacho hushav, ve'ein hushav l'mashe hechziku avoso divi Rabbi Yehuda. That he returns to his family, but he does not return to the position that was muktzah by his father. The Rebbe points out that the reason why it says Ziku Avosa is because usually positions of power will pass down from generation to generation. So I guess in a more of a tribal society, it gets passed down from generation to generation, not in certain situations where, you know, six people get voted and then you appoint somebody else. That's not passed down from generation to generation. But that's what Rabbi Yehuda says. Rav Meir Omer, Afu Shav L'Masha Ziku Avosa. That's where he also goes back to the position of the power, because that's where it says El Achuzas Avosa Ki Avosa. And he goes back, and then the Brisa continues V'chein D'Gola, and the same thing applies to someone who wants to hear Miklat. Yeshu Omer Yeshu. When he goes back, it says Yeshu L'Rabos Et Harotzeah. Is that right? Because it could include that the pasuk says Yeshua, right? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says the chain begola ki machlokas ve'ever ivri kach machlokas derotzev shegola v'chazer v'misas takoin u'mehecha yolad. How do you learn? Because she'u home erkan Yeshua, which says Yeshua in the Eved Ivri case, kroy yisera. It's extra. The Matzi Lemitzvah, the Pasuk can simply say, V'shavah Mishpachto, V'elachuzas Avosa. But the Pasuk really says, V'shavah Mishpachto, V'elachuzas Avosa Yashuv. So Yashuv is extra. So we're learning the word, V'shavah Yashuv, L'rabos HaTaroseyah, with my defame the goal. And what does it mean, defame the goal? The Bryce says defame the goal. That's the same Mishpachto that we have. But the Rebbe points out, defame the goal means, do we say defame the goal is going on the entire Bryce that means the Mishpachto? So defame the goal applies just to speak of a mayor. That the mayor also says he goes back to his previous position. But same the goal that Tanya Yeshuva Roseh El Eretz Hakuzato, Eretz Hakuzato who shav the Enu shav the Mashav Nikolavosa. Give a review of them. He only goes back to his family. He doesn't go back to his position of power. Right? But Mayor Omer Aku shav the Mashav Ziko Avosa. He even goes back to his position of power. Gamla Shiva Shiva Mehasam. He has a Zayr Shava of Shiva Shiva Mehasam. I think Rabbi Yehuda had the same thing as Yerushalayim, but Rabbi Yehuda says even in the Ebenezer, he doesn't go back to the position of power. Right? So it's just, they have the same as Yerushalayim, it's what the original word teaches you is their issue. Okay?
Right.
Well,
I said that they go rent-free, or my focus is about rent if you go back to one of the six cities. How about if the Holy Shiva comes in? Do they have to pay rent?
I don't know.
Or just him?
I don't know. It seems that it's Lachem. I would think it's just him. I don't know. I think it's just him. He's the only one where it's Lachem.
They go and record to him.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Okay. Hajar Allah, Elu and Golin. And now we're going to start the Elu and Loki, which is the third parak and last parak in Masechet Maggid. So the Rebbe points out that after the Mishnah is talking about the dinim of the people with the Ir Miklat that mentioned in the beginning, right? The Mishnah also talked about it in the beginning of Parak Beis. So now we're talking about the people who get Malkos, and Malkos was also mentioned in the beginning of the Masechet because it says Meidu Anu Ishponi Shafay Malkos Arboyim. Now we're going to list people with five Malkos Arboyim. However, this list is not sent to list, it's not complete, right? Because there's definitely many other cases other than what's listed in this Mishnah that you get Malkus for. But the reasons why it's written here, the Rebbe points out, is each list, each group of listing has a particular reason why there's a finish in each reason in each group. The first group is actually because Yechai is current. The Mishnah is talking about, even if Yechai is current, you also get Malkus, right? And some of them go along, just because Shiva flush them, because you always say these things together. And you see that in each case there's a different, there's a reason why it's mentioned. Okay, so the Mishnah says the Elu, right? The Elu Heino Lokin. These are the people who get Malkus. These are people getting, they are getting Malkus, right? But they're also getting Karis. Well, who are they? Aba Alachoso, you have relations with your sister. Alachos Aviv, with your father's sister, which is your aunt. Alachos Imo, and your aunt from your mother's side, your mother's sister. The Alachos Isho, with the your wife's sister, because it's only during the time when your wife is alive, right? Alachos Isho, the Al Ashes Aviv, with your brother's wife. This is after the divorce, because you have relationships with them when they are married. That's kind of this is talking about after their divorce. And the Al-Ashis Achi Aviv, and the wife, your aunt, but this is your wife of your father's brother. The Al-Hanida, and you have relationships with the Nida. That's, and these are all current situations. You're still getting at Malkus. Al-Mana the Kohen Gadol, and Al-Mana has relationships with a Kohen Gadol. Kurusha the Chalutza, the Kohen has Yod Grusha, the Chalutza, a major discussion on the word Chalutza, similar to the discussion we had in the first part. Is Chalutza really an Isabel Raisa for Kohen? Grusha, the Chalutza, the Kohen has Yod Mamzeres, right, a Mamzeres, and the Sina is one of those, that nation that tricked, right, could be the Givonim, Rashi says in Suvas, the nation that tricked to get in, but there's not, also major Machos, but that's an Isabel Raisa on them, the Yisrael, and also Bas Yisrael, the Muslim Mamzer. And that in all these cases you get Malkus. Almana Begrusha. If the woman is an Almana, she married one person, he died, was Almana. She married a second person and got divorced. And then Chayovin Aleha, the Kohen Gadol marries her. The Kohen Gadol has two sets of Malkus, Mishum Shnei Shemos, one because of Almana, one because of Grusha. But Gerusha, the Chalutza, let's say she was a Gerusha, then she married somebody else, he died without children, then she became a Chalutza. So Gerusha, the Chalutza, Enu Chayiv Ela Mishum Achas Rovat. The only Chayiv went to the Malchus. We'll explain why in a minute. Okay, so that is the first set of Mishnayot. The first set of the Mishnah, these are people who there are, their punishment is Malchus, even though that there is a question of Karis.
It stops over there.
Yeah. Stops with Grusha, the Kalutza, Kohen. Those are just Yisurim.
Also, not just include all the Arayos.
No,
they
only include some. They only include some? Yeah. So it's clear that this verse isn't correct.
So if you marry, Kohen marries a Grusha, is Malchus? Grusha is Kal, but you get Malchus.
The Mishnah should have just said a Kohen Gadol Habo al Almana. Why does it say it changed all the other ones? It says Habo al Achoso, Habo al Achos Obid, Habo al Achos Imo, but by the Kohen Gadol it just says Almana the Kohen Gadol. Why the change in the Lashon? So George Moshe points out from the Aruch from there that to teach us that the Kohen, right, the Kohen who has it's a relationship, he's not chayiv only on the deer, he's already chayiv the part of the Kedushin. All these other instances, there's no really Kedushin, it's a chal. I don't care what the Kedushin is. Being on your Kosho, there's no Kedushin, it's a chal, so the only Malchus is on the actual deer. But a Kohen Gadol, to the Armonic, the Kohen Gadol, even at the time of the Kedushin, that's when you get the Malchus, Chayim Malchus. Okay, fine. Big to do about the concept about the Chalutza, right? So my focus is showing us to whether or not the Isser of Chalutza is a Din D'Oraisa. So Rashi says, it says Gerusha of the Chalutza, Rashi says, where is that? I'll read the Ritva. Rashi says, Ritva quotes to Rashi, the Steve Martin Grusha of the Chalutza, he says, the Chalutza ain't a Psuva el Miruba the Grusha Maisele. The Chalutza is not a prepared written, you learn it out from Grusha. So if you learn it out from Grusha, means it's a Dindoraisa. So he says that it's near any Divin Rabbein is out of the sphere way that Chalutza Asa Doraisa. That a Chalutza is Issa Doraisa to a Kohen. But the Ritva says, well, ain't no more king. It shouldn't be that case. He brings a bunch of riots. And he says, no, the Chalutza is only not Issa Dorabonon. Chalutza is Issa Dorabonon. So why are you not chayiv? Why is the Issa that's something. We'll get to that in a minute. But he says it's only an Issa Dorabonon. That plays into effect in the first paragraph that we had. He said, maybe one of these choices would have been Grusha and Chalutza. With the same focus you're showing him as to whether or not you really get Malchus, saying that somebody trying to get Malchus on if there had been Chalutza. According to some, if you say the Chalutza is an Issa Doraisa, the Chalutza is an Issa Dorabonon, the Ritva says, how are you getting Malchus? You didn't do anything to the guy. I'm telling him that he's a Ben Chalutza. So what? What does that do? The Rabbanan just say that he's puzzled? He didn't do anything to his status. There's a whole Rekiva Ego over there. We're talking about it. But, you know, bottom line is, since the Rabbanan gave him a status, and you lied about that, you should get Malchus for those times. The whole to-do in the first paragraph. It's the same Achlokas as to whether or not Chalutza is this or the right to the Rabbanan. We'll get back to it in a second. Continuing that. Because the Mishnah then says, to get back to it now, the Mishnah then says that if you have Kurusha of the Chalutza, Eino Chayid El Mishum Achas Lovad. You only get one set of Malchus. So what does Rashi say the reason why you only get one set of Malchus? As we just said, you only get one set of Malchus is because it's the same chain. Because Chalutza comes from Kurusha. According to the Ritva, according to Tosos brings that, he goes, no, the reason why you don't get one Malchus is because Chalutza is an issue of the Rabbanon. So Tosos is saying that if it's an Issa D'Oraisa and an Issa D'Rabbanon, and you're already getting Malchus on the Issa D'Oraisa, because this is a woman who has told you, you're going to get the Malchus on the D'Oraisa. You're not going to get no Malchus on the D'Rabbanon. So these notes in the Ritva, and it happens to be these notes, are written by a Rabbi Yitzchak Ralbach, who is Rabbi Ralbach's third cousin, once you move, I think he said. Anyway, but he says he's very close with Rabbi Ralbach's father, and it's just the notes are fantastic. So he happens to be, what? I asked him. He happens to be, he's very much involved in the Jewish, he's a guy from, it's a fun good year, but he's in the Rabbanut in Yerushalayim. He's in charge of the wedding registry or something like that. If you Google him, he has a lot to say on all the conversions and stuff like that. He's very, so he said, he points out a Mincha Sfina. Yes, he's still active. He points out a Mincha Sfina who said that the Rambam is Bicholik on Tosfos. What did he just say Tosfos said? Tosfos said that, as I said, if you have an Issa Deraisa, this is the Rabbanim, you get a Mappa from the Deraisa, you don't get Mappa Smaga from the Rabbanim. So he points out that there's a, because the Rabbam writes in Hilchos Maisa Sheni, that if you have Paris that were in Yerushalayim, and then they went out to Yerushalayim, and you're an Onim, right? And you're an Onim, so therefore, and you ate them outside of Yerushalayim, you're supposed to get Mappa. You're supposed to get Mappa the Deraisa for eating the Paris that went into Yerushalayim, outside of Yerushalayim, and you get Mappa the Rabbanim, because Allah says an Onim can't eat Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim. Outside of Yerushalayim is a din Rabbanon that an Onim can't get. This guy eats from outside, and the Rambam says he gets both sets of Malchus. So the Mishnah Sfinah says, you see that the Rambam argues that if you have a Doraisa and the Rabbanon, you still get the Malchus Margus. But Rabbi Ravak here says, no, he says there's no Raya, that because he says that Tosos is only talking about where you're getting Malchus and a Malchus Margus, right? He's only specifically in this case, in the Gerushin Chalutza, because it's the same issue. Gerushin, he doesn't argue with Rashi that the Chalutza comes out from the Gerushin. It's the same issue. But the case of, in my sustain, that the Rambam is talking about, is one set of Malchus, for eating Truma outside of Yerushalayim, and there's one set of Malchus, the Rabbanim, eating Truma while you're owning. It's two Shemos. It's two totally different Yisurim. So maybe in that case, Tosos would agree. And then he brings down, the Shur Herali Yedidi Rabbi Yomim Yusa. The Ikar Yisrael Shikazaki, Nimsa Tosos of Primogodim. Tosos of Primogodim says the same idea. The Tosos may be only saying the only time you don't get Machus Margus is getting Machus Araisa, which is the Isser is similar. Okay, two completely different Isurim, and maybe you'll get the Machus Araisa, and you also get the Machus Margus. Okay. Next step, right? Up to now we talked about Isuribia, now we're talking about some other Isurim that you have that have Kharis. Right? Hatamish Akhaz Kodesh. If a Tami person eats holy items, right? Basra Kutcher. Right, the Haba El Hamikdash Tameh. If you come into Beis Hamikdash when you're Tameh, the Ochel Phelan, you eat, right, Phelan, you use the Usher Fat, not, right, Usher Phelan. Vidam, and you eat blood. Vinoser, if you eat Noser, Noser is, we'll get some custom background before we start talking soon. Vinoser is stuff for the carbon that was left over beyond the Sabbath time. Right, so let's say this one is supposed to be eaten for two days, two nights and one day. So, a few days and one night. One day and one night. You eat it the next day. After the time, that's no stuff. Pigel. And what's pigel? Pigel is when you had. Pigel is a bad thing. When, at the time of the Yavodah, the Kohen had Machshava that he did the Zrika on Manas, that he can eat the carbon beyond its allotted time. Not no sir yet, because it's still at the right time, but you had his Machshava raw. So that's no sir, that's pigel. You eat pigel, you also die curries. The Tamei. Right, or if you ate tummies, or if you ate kachim, that became, if you were tahar, but you ate tummy kachim, right, the hashokhet, and also if you shechted, if you did the shechita of the carbon chutz lazara, that's a big issue, umale b'chutz, or if you were makir the carbonos outside of the basin, there's obviously a time that the bamos are no longer permitted, v'ochel karet pesach, he comes to pesach, v'ochel v'osim malacha yom kippurim, if you eat, or you do malacha yom kippur, v'hamifatim es hashemen, someone who tries to make, you know, tries to copy and make the Shemen HaMishra, the Amifatim is like a Torah. And someone who makes something similar to Torah, and there's also they say that there may be some Surah involved in making their other Kalim. The Beis HaMikdash, what that organization, they have their Kalim, for sure. Right? The Hasaf of Shemen HaMishra. And somebody who actually anoints himself to Shemen HaMishra, all these cases, that's the real Shemen HaMishra that most are going to use, somehow they found it. All these cases, even though you're, I think you're kind of courage in those cases, nevertheless, you would still get Malchus. Okay. Now, the mission is going to count other Yisurim where you don't get Malchus. You don't get courage, but you still get Malchus. As to why these are listed, I'm not exactly sure. I'm sure there's something about that. He says, the ha'okal nevela, if you eat a nevela, right? These would be the animals, kosher animals that die without shechita. Vitrefos, or you ate trefos, which means they were shechted to din, where you found some sort of mum that made him into a trefla. You eat any of those, you get matus. Shkatsim urumatsim. If you eat any creepy crawly things, you get malchus, which is the reason why you have such a big brouhaha when you have an issue of bugs in food or water or fish. Akal tevel, or if you eat tevel, right? What tevel is the fruit that wasn't. It's just mixed up. No one was malchus for truma or maaser off of them yet. To eat tevel, you get malchus. Umaaser rishon shlo nitla truma. So let's say you took out maaser rishon, but you didn't take the truma off of that, or the truma maaser out of that. Umaaser sheni the hekdesh, or if you ate maaser sheni or hekdesh shlo nitlu, that there was no pedia. Meaning, somebody wants to eat maaser sheni outside of Yerushalayim, right? He has to pose that the maaser sheni with money, right? And then he takes that money. Right, with that money he goes buys other fruits in Yerushalayim. So if you eat the machine before that pedia, that's a big problem. So too, if you want to eat hekdesh, right? Something I guess maybe it was made kedushas better than bais or something like that. It's not a korban, and you want to eat it, you have to repose it. If you eat it before you repose it, you get malchus. So kama yochum in a tevel. How much of tevel do you have to eat the yechayim? Issue being is usually an issur chilus kezayis, right? And maybe an issue of chashishir. But Kashishir doesn't get your malchus, there's an Ishra. But what's the amount that will obligate you to be Mechayiv you, find your liable for malchus? Rabbi Shimon Omer Kolshu, any small amount. The Chachamim Omer Kazayas. If I'm going to say no, it has to be a Kazayas. Abba Rabbi Shimon, Iya Kamod Riva Okum Mala Kolshu Shachayas. Don't you agree that if you eat one small little ant, you're Chayiv? So even why are you telling me that's the Shir Kazayas? Even a small ant, so go through here, I don't know how it is. So Amrut Neshi Kibriyasa, no, it's a barrier. You have a conscious of barrier. Full, or my father's Tosfos and the Rashba influence, but what conscious of barrier? Definitely, it's a full, complete item that has its name from the beginning and it's alive to begin with. The Rashba has a list of three ideas of Shofanara classes, like, of what a barrier is. But, where is that Shofanara? I forgot. Shofanara, it was. So I can mention Shofanara to say where it is. Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya Simon Kuf Sif Al to explain what a barrier is. So he says it's a barrier. That's why you chayiv even for a small amount. But otherwise, so then he says Amal Hanser. Shimon says Apkita Achas Kibur Yotza. So maybe one stalk. Let's say you have pebble, whatever. So one stalk is a barrier also. So maybe you should be chayiv for that as well. Right here, the Rabbanan don't answer. But I think on Daf Yizayin they do it. They do answer that they're cholik on that. And one of the reasons to be is because the barrier has to be something that was alive. Because it wasn't necessarily alive. Okay? That is the Mishnah. The Gemara then says, that the Gemara is not going to prove that the Mishnah is it goes according to the Shita of Rabbi Kiva and not in accordance to the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yitzchak. Okay? So the Mishnah says, Chayavi Krisis Katani. The Tama of our Mishnah mentioned a lot of Averus that you get Malchus, but it only mentioned at any Misa, but the Misa that was mentioned is only an issue of Paris. But Chayavi Misa's based in Lokatani. It doesn't mention any assume that you get Malchus and Mishnah's basis, right? So Masnitz and money. So who is our Mishnah like? So it must be Rabbi Kiva. Our Mishnah must be like Rabbi Kiva. How do we know? We have the following brisa. This is the first comes Rabbi Shmuel. Echad chayav krisus, the echad chayav Mishnah's basin, whether or not you did an avera that your punishment is courage, or your punishment is to get one of the hour Mishnah's basin, you should follow Malchus or mine. If you had, I guess if you got Hasrol, for the concept of Malchus as well, you would get, if you have a straw from Malchus and Misa, you would be able to get Malchus and Misa. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. The Shmuel says you can get both. But the Kiva Omer, no. The Kiva Omer says, Chayav HaKrisus Yeshon Tepal Malchus Arboy. Only if the Aveda was a fee of Kairos, then you can get, let me take a big pot, then you can get Malchus Arboy. Right? But if you get a Misa's Bezin, you do not get Malchus Arboy. Why? Because he says, Shem Asher Tshuva, Bezin Shemala Mokohen. You can do Tshuva. The Kairos is only a fee in the day Shemayim. So if you do tshuva, Hashem knows what's in your heart. He's both in the levels. He knows what's in your heart. So you do tshuva. So if you didn't get malchus, and then you did tshuva for the kairos aspect, you get no punishment. So the Kiva says, you give him malchus as well. Let him work on his tshuva and not have the fee of kairos. Right? But, chayav mishnas beisin, ain't it a chal malchus arbayim. Chayav mishnas beisin, you don't get malchus arbayim, because you're definitely going to get the misa. Im asu tshuva, ain't beisin shamata mokoran. Beisin is not moko. What are you going to say? The tshuva? What's that going to do? Everyone can claim, I did tshuva. You always have that. The guy comes before the parole board. Yeah, I'm repentant. You did the crime. You did the time. So, or you do the death. But, so he says, there's no concept of tshuva here.
So getting courage is not a given. In theory, you know.
According to this, getting courage is not a given, because in theory, you can do tshuva. Whatever the tshuva is. Maybe, some people say even the Nisa may do the tshuva, but nevertheless, you own the courage, your kid won't get knocked off. But getting courage is not a given. That's the sheet of, so you see, our mission is only this is the courage. That's the sheet of Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Yitzchak has a third sheet, Rabbi Yitzchak Omer. Chayav Ikrisis Bekal Habir. All Chayav Ikrisis were in a cloud, right? It's mentioned by the, I'm just saying, I'm sorry, I'm not looking at Rashi. It says by all the Chayav Ikrisis by the Arias are written in one pasuk, right? It says, at the end, it says, Kol Asher Yachim Ikol Tvoeilo Sa'eilu V'nichosu in the pasuk Sa'osos. So all Arias are mentioned as Karis. And then the Lama Yotze Karis Lafo. So then it goes ahead and repeats that you get Karis, you get Karis for a sister. Why does it come out of the cloud? Right? Quote, right? So he says, well, do know the Karis of the Lobo Malkus. To tell you specifically that by Arias, you only get Karis, you don't get Malkus. So therefore, our Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva says you get Malkus and Misa by both Karis and Misa Mason. Rabbi Kiva says you don't get it by Karis. And Rabbi Yotze comes and says, even by Karis, you don't get Malkus. Because it's a fair puzzle, right? So the Gemara says, "My time, Rabbi Shmuel. What the whole thing, Rabbi Shmuel, is saying? You know, we have the whole thing of today's Shasta. You know, what is he saying over here? You're not supposed to get one punishment. What he's saying over here, you get two punishments. I mean, the answer is simple because it's going to faith and can't get two punishments here, faith and Shemayim. So my time is Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says, "Bixir." The pasuk says, "This is Dvarim Chafes." In most Tishma Lasos Kol Devei Torah Zos. If you do not hearken to listen to all the words of this Torah, right? Uksiv, and the pasuk afterwards says what the punishment is. It says, the hitlo Hashem et makos chod. He says, haflo zo in nogei amani. I don't know what this word haflo means. Until it says, right, kishel omer, the pasuk says in a previous parak in Devarim, v'hikilu hashopet v'hikolu lefono. Same Russian of haflo, right? Similar Russian, I guess, right? With the, and it says they hit him, so you see, havi omer haflo zo malkosi. That the flaw in our pasuk is Malkus. Uksiv imos ishmo lasos is divrei Torah. So it says kol divrei Torah, mashmalim, all of Eros, the onesh is you get Malkus. Even if you chayed Karis, even if you chayed Misa, even if you chayed Misa Benizim. So the Gemara asks, wait, ihafi, if learning from that pasuk, chayavi asei nani. So too, if you don't do, if you violate your asei, supposed to do something you didn't do it, you should get Malkus. But we know that that's not the rule. The Gemara says, no, it says im lo sishmor ksir. The pasuk says im lo sishmor. If you don't do, that's what Mrs. Losa say, based on the drasha, right, the kidder of Avin Amar Rabbi Law, the Amar of Avin Amar Rabbi Law, come up with Shema, Hishama, Kain Baal, Inu El Losa. It's already been Mrs. Losa say. Mrs. Losa say, you would not get Malkus for. The Gemara says, im haki, we're talking that all Mrs. Losa say, La Shemo Maisa Naim Et Nami, if you laugh Shemo Maisa, you can violate a lot without doing anything. We don't say every lot to Imbo Maisa, you don't get Malkus. We says no, Lassos do. The pasuk says, Im lo tishmo Lassos. If you don't listen to do, meaning you did a Maisa, it has to be Lass Yeshua Maisa. The Lord says, okay, fine. What about Lav Znita Klase? No, Lav Anita Klase. It was a Lav that can be corrected by a Lasse. You don't get Malkus for that either. Why not? According to this pasuk, it's every Lav. We knock out Lass Imbo Maisa, what about Lav Znita Klase? The Lord says, no, because it has to be similar to the idea of, similar to the Avera of Chasima, right? That's in Lo Sachem Shorbet Yisho. That actually appears two psukim after the words, the Kilo Ashokit, the Kol Lepanov. So too, that since there's a Smichos, right? You have to learn from the Smichos Parshios, that the Torah's Makayim Makos only on Lavim that are similar to Lav of Lo Sachem, and the Lav of Lo Sachem is not a Lav, is a Lav that's in Lo Nitzak Lakseh. So therefore, you don't get Makos a Lav of Lo Sachem. And the Gemara says, wait a second. Once we now have the answer of Losachim, of the fact we kill Losachim, then that answers all the questions. Kulanami Dumin the Lav of Kasima. Then we have to have everything similar to the Lav of Kasima, and that answers the question of Lashem Bomaisa, and that answers the questions of Fayol Yasei, and that's similar to Kasima. So that answers, once you have Losachim, that answers all the questions to begin with, and that's where Rabbi Shmuel learns out. He has the Pazeris and Pasuk that tells you that you get Malkus in all Losachim that are similar to the Lav of Kasima, which includes Karis and Mises Basin. I and Rabbi Kiva. So according to Rabbi Kiva, I mean, I'm basically saying, even though we've already explained Rabbi Kiva, the reason is because the Kashka Tshuva, you can learn out more. My timer, what's his reason why you're now not punished with two punishments? So he says, because the pasuk says, these people are so crazy, call upon it today Rishosso. Right? And today Rishosso is written in singular. So there only can be one punishment you can get. Right? Mishum Risha Achas Atam L'chaivo. You only get punished for one Risha, for one evil doing. V'yatam L'chaivo Mishum Shei Rishos. And you can't get punished, you can't be punished for two Rishos. I think it goes to clarify the fear of what does it mean, like by Kimlev, as David Shasso, what's the reason why? Is it because the person himself is not subject to two punishments? Or is it that Beis Din cannot subject somebody to two punishments? If you say it's on the person, it's on Beis Din, he can't be subject to two punishments. So he can't be subject, that's the receiver here. He can't be subject to Malchus. He can't be subject to Karius. He can't be subject to Mises Basis.
The Kimmel is on the Kabar.
I don't know. That's the question. That's the question. Or you say that Basin simply doesn't have the authority to punish you twice. There's a gossip. Okay. So Rabbi Kiva says that you can get Malchus and Karis, because a person is subject to two punishments. Just a Basin can't punish you twice. But here Basin isn't punishing you twice. I'm thinking out loud. The Zvezda doesn't punish you once. They give you Malchus. The Karis is coming to Shemayim. But if you have Misa Zvezda and Malchus, that's two things that Zvezda is going to punish you. Maybe Rekiva holds that Zvezda just doesn't have the authority to punish you twice. Maybe Rabbi Shmuel holds on the other side of the Hakira. No, that person himself is not subject to two punishments. Therefore, it doesn't matter whether it's Misa Zvezda or Karis, you can't get two punishments. He just says it's the other way around. It doesn't work. He said you do get two punishments. Right, so the Shmuel says you get Malchus. Right, see, scratch that, didn't work out.
You're getting four Malchus.
You do
four
Averas
on Shabbos.
You get
four Malchus.
The
Ace
also one thing, and
no,
that's the same Avera.
I know that.
It has to be the same Avera, it has to be the same Trump. Kimei and Kineiros also may be different
things. Right?
No, but they're different. Those are separate. Those are separate.
Those are the same thing?
Yeah.
Let's say you steal and you kill them.
It depends on the time. Here the guy was bowling his sister.
Right.
You get it's the same Avera, you're getting Machlis and Kari for the same thing.
Right.
Right.
And
Malchus. Right.
Whatever that case that is.
Okay.
One
of them
or two
of them? We're talking about in this situation, I think one act.
One
of them.
Right.
Two separate acts. If it's two separate acts. The whole thing, Kimley, right? Kimley has to be the Idna. I shot the arrow and it hit the girl, always starts to figure out that I was skying for being over Shabbos because it went down on the inner circle of Robin and then it killed somebody at the same time. That's
the
Idna.
So the Kohen murders and Grusha and then it kills someone. He gets Malchus and he gets...
Of course.
You know, he gets two things.
Of course. There's two things. Okay. Rabbi Shmuel Sover, how does Rabbi Shmuel answer back to David Shah? So Rabbi Shmuel Sover, Hani Mili Misa Umamon Umachus Umamon. David Shah only applies if we're talking about a punishment of Misa and Mamon or Machus and Mamon. That's two separate punishments. Aval Misa and Malchus, but to get Misa and Malchus, that's the same punishment according to Rabbi Shmuel. He says Misa Arithmeti. Getting Malchus is the first step of getting Misa. He's getting whipped. So every whip is you see it's Neshama. So it's one, it's Misa Arithmeti, he calls it. And therefore, it's not two punishments. So he agrees to the concept of Deir Shasso. This doesn't apply to Deir Shasso to a case of Misa and Malchus, because he says it's one punishment. Okay. Ura Rabbi Akiva, E Haki. If according to Rabbi Akiva, the time is that you're not, by Chayim Denise's Basin, you don't get Malchus, because it's Kedei Rishasso, so Chayobi Krisos Nami, you should also be putter from getting Malchus, so Chayobi Krisos, because Kedei Rishasso. So the Gemara says, Ma'amarta, what was the reason why he said no? He says, Shema to Tshuva, it's a concept of Tshuva. But he says, Hashta Vyasa Lavi. But the moment right now, he didn't do Tshuva. I mean, how do you know? But the moment right now, he didn't do Tshuva. So this, I mean, I don't know why he's getting, this is another way to explain the Tshuva. So Amar Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Avo says, you're right. It says, Kedei Rishasso, you should have pactured him from getting Malchus even by Chayavi Krisus. I have another reason for Rabbi Kiva. It's a Xeris Akasav. It says, the Feirish rips the Torah Chayavi Krisus from Malchus. The Feirish revoy the Torah, that if you Chayavi Krisus, you also get Malchus, the Gomer, because he learns out Xeris Shabba from Le'ene Milianefa. By Chi of Karis it says, V'nichlasu le'enei b'nei amam. And by Malchus it says, V'nichla afichol e'nefa. So, enei e'nefa. That runs out. I don't know, the Zerishov is what? That therefore, specifically by Krisus, you can apply the Malchus to. But not by Mises Basin. Because Maskif Rav Abba bar Mamal, Ihafi, Mises Basin Nami, you can also learn a Zerishov, Nigmar in the enei le'nefa. Because by Avodah Zarah, which has a Misa of Beis Din, it says, in the Ene Ha'eda, and by Malchus, it says, the Nikla Fikol Ene Efa. So you also have Ene Ene to learn out the Zayr Shavah. He goes, no. Donim, I'm just going to read it. Donim le'ene le'enecha. You can learn out of Zeru Shafah le'ene from me le'enecha, because it's similar. Ve'en donim me'ene me'le'enecha, because the letters aren't the same. Like in ene enecha, there's only a difference at the end of the word. A word. You have ayin yud nun yud, ayin yud nun yud, and then a kaf sofis at the end. But from ne'eni le'enecha, then there's a difference even in the beginning of the word and the end of the word. Where? So you have the kaf sofis at the end, and the lamid in the beginning of ne'eni le'enecha. So you can't learn it out. Not similar enough. So the Gemara says, why not to be known? The Gemara asks, basically the question was, what's the big deal? The difference. Because learning out from the similarity of A and why this has a different letter at the beginning, you'll not prove it. So I'll talk to Rabbi Shmuel, the Shita of the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel, talking about the Parsha of Nigei Batim, it said, they learned that they were Shavah from the words, Vishava Kohen and Ba Kohen. Shav and Ba are two different words. But from the context, they say, Zohi Shiva, Zohi Bia. It's the same idea. So it doesn't have to, word doesn't have to be exactly the same. As long as it's talking about the exact same things, one of the Shavah. So may nephew, you also learn how to say Rishava, right? So he says, the old you think of Kashi, we can, so therefore you see that it should be a good Zay Rishava. And on top of that, Ligmor, we should make Zay Rishava from may ene, that says by Mises Basin, may ene, it's by Chia Krisis, right? Why do you have to bring it to the Chia Mapas? Because there's a similarity between Basin and Krisis. And just say, it's like Krisis get Mapas, so too by Mises Basin you get Mapas. The whole Gomor, because we already had Le'ene Mi'le'enecha. Because we already know we get Machos by Krisis from the Xerah Shavah to Le'enecha. So go from Le'enecha to Krisis, and from Krisis to Mises Basin, you should get Malchus. So the Gemara says, the Gemara now gives another answer to answer of Akiva. Remember, we already have the answer of Akiva about the Tshuva issue. He says, Kibbu Menei Rishmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak. Rishmuel Bar Yitzchak had the following Kabbalah. He says, Kidei Rishoso. The Pasuk says, Kidei Rishoso. Which is also. Mishamisha Akav Atam Mechaibo, you can only be chayiv him for one, you only obligate him once. Via Tabo Mechaibo Mishim Shtei Rishos, right? And that's the Risha Hamasula based on the custom of the Adra. That only talks about, Kidei Rishasa only applies to a case of a punishment that's given over to the basin. But, so therefore, you can't have Mises basin and Malkos together. But Kares is not given over to the basin, that's given over to Shemayim, and for that, you can get Misa and Malchus. Well, says you get it from every line. Now the Gemara says another way to explain the Machlokas. Rabba Amar, no. When it comes to Chayavin Misa's Beis Din, if Asu Beis Lekotla, let's say you're Chayav Misa's Beis Din, and you got Hasra that you're supposed to get killed, so Kuli Amin Opidi, everyone would agree that you don't get Malchus in this case, right? The Ein Loke the Mace, that you don't get Malchus, right? Because it says Kedei Rishasa, we can't fire him twice. What's the Machlokas of Akiva Rabbi Shmuel? He pligi to Asher Beis Malchus. The guy does an act that's chayav in Mises Beis. And they warn him that if you do this act, you're going to get Malchus. From a lesser included effect. You're going to get Malchus. And he does the Aveva. Does he get Malchus in that situation? So, to Asher Beis Malchus, Rabbi Shmuel suffer Lav Shanikal Asar Mises Beis Din. Loken lav. He says not. If you had a lav that's supposed to get Mises Beis Din, you still can get Malchus for it. If the warning was for Malchus. That's what he says you get Malchus. From Shiva Sabar, lav shenikal asar Mises Beis Din, ain't loken lav. No, you gotta get the proper asar. It's a lav shenikal Mises Beis Din, and you gave him asar and Malchus, you don't get Malchus. That's the Malchus, you'll be smaller than the Kiva. That's all. If you have an issue that is, you have an Avera that you're tired of Mises Beis Din, and the asar was given to you for Malchus, can you get Malchus if you did the Avera? Okay? The Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva, this is Gemara to ask, Rabbi Akiva, Ehafi, if that's the case, the reason why you're not loki on Chayav Mises Beis is only because of the Lach Mikol Taras Mises Beis Din. You don't get Malchus if you're warned about the Malchus, so Chayav Mises Beis Nami. You should also patch your guy from Malchus, because that's a Lach Mikol Taras Karis. And if you've gotten Hasra only for Malchus and not for Karis, Rabbi Akiva should say you don't get Malchus there either. So Amalei Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi, Haka Arma Avimi Me Hadronia, Mishmei Derava, Chayave Krisus Lo Tricha Hasra, Chayave Krisus Do Not Need Hasra. Therefore, you can't say it's a lot, you can't say it's a lot, but you can't say it's a lot, but there's no Hasra. So, Share Pesach Umila, someone doesn't do the mitzvahs of Pesach Umila, Anash Ava Pishlo is here. He gets punished even though he didn't, there's no Hasra. So, the Gemara can continue tomorrow, but we have to stop, so there's just no place to stop. Alright, have a good day.